Last Sunday morning, after the morning service, some of us were talking right over here in the foyer. And we were talking about something that many of us have talked about many times. We brought this up many times. The question of, why can't this world see the truth in God's Word? Very few people believe the truth in God's Word. And there are churches all over this town. Just go down Center Street. You can find a bunch of them. But many, 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 many churches do not believe the truth of God's Word. And when the Lord opens your eyes to it, it's so clear. It's right there on the page, isn't it? It is literally right there on the page. But why is a congregation of people that preaches and believes the truth of God's Word so hard to find? We're very limited where we can go, aren't we? I can't just go into the average church and worship God. Do you know that? They're hard to find. Why is that? Are we a cult? We know what the majority of this world believes. We know that Catholics believe, well, you have to do this. You know, we're here about salvation. We're here for salvation. All right, well, the Catholics believe you got to do this. And the Baptists believe that you got to do this. And the Pentecostals believe that you got to do this. Do you know what the Word of God says? You don't have to do any of that stuff. It's already done. It's already done. Do you mean to tell me that the majority of this world is wrong? And a little bitty group of people here and there is right? I understand why people would think, do you think I'm an idiot? I understand that. You mean to tell me that all those people are wrong? And just a few people here and there are right? You mean to tell me that? Would you explain that to me? I wish somebody would hear that and say, show me. And by God's grace, I would say, all right, go with me to Matthew 7. Let's all turn over to Matthew 7. Matthew 7, look at verse 13. It says, enter ye in at the straight gate. Now the word straight means narrow. That's what the word means. Narrow. Do you know what we preach and believe here? There is one way. There's one way. That sounds pretty narrow-minded. That's pretty narrow, isn't it? There's one way. There's one way. Well, it sounds like you're being too dogmatic on that. There is one way. There's one way. If a sinner desires to be saved, if he wants to be spared, redeemed, there is one way. And it's in the precious blood of the Lamb of God. That's it. That's it. He is the substitute for sinners. He is the sacrifice for sin. There is one way. You know, what have you done for Jesus? That's not the question. The question is, are you washed in the blood? That's the question. All right, now if I was to ask Tony, how do I get to Walmart from here? And Tony said, you go down Center Street until you get to Eastman Road. You turn left. Take that down to 11W. Turn right. Going to go to John B. Dennis. Go right all the way down to Fort Henry. It'll loop you around, and Walmart is down on the right. All right, well, Dwight heard Tony tell me that, and Dwight said, no, uh-uh. You're going to take Center Street, stay on it until you get to Memorial, and then turn left, and Memorial's going to take you to John B. Dennis, and that's going to take you to Fort Henry, and then Walmart's down on the right. Well, you know good and well Chris is going to chime in. And Chris is going to say, no, get on Center Street and Fort Henry's right up there. Just veer off onto Fort Henry and stay on it and Walmart's down on your right. What Dwight and Chris are telling Tony is there is more than one way. I hear what you're saying, but there's more than one way. And that's what religion is telling men and women. Oh, there's more than one way. Oh, yeah, yeah, there's more than one way. If you want to go this way, that'd be fine. And if you want to go that way, that would be fine. The important thing is that we all make it to Walmart. But we're not trying to get to Walmart. We are trying to get to a high and holy, sovereign God. And His truth says there's one way. There is one way. Look right here in Matthew 7 at verse 21. It says, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. What is the Father's will? We read it last Sunday morning. He said, this is my beloved Son, hear him. What do I have to do? Hear him. Just sit there and don't move a muscle and go like that. Hear him. Well, what about Moses and what about Elijah? What about the law that is in there? Hear him. Verse 22, he said, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord. But we say, Lord, Lord. What do you mean I can't come in? We say, Lord, Lord. And we do our hand like that when we say it. And we got our sway down. He said in verse 23, it's all sin. It's all sin. Verse 22, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? But we're preachers. Is that guy saved? Yeah, he's a preacher. Of course. God said it's all sin. God said it's all sin. I don't know the man who wrote it, but I say right there with him, I cannot do anything but I sin. I cannot read but I sin. I cannot pray but I sin. I cannot preach but I sin. God said it's all sin. Man at his best state is altogether vanity. It is all sin. The end of verse 23, he said, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Preaching will not get a man into heaven. It will not. Only the blood of Christ will. That's it. There are going to be a lot of preachers in hell. And the reason is because they would not tell men and women the one thing needful. There's one way. Verse 22 says, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils. We cast devils out of other people, literally. He said, it's all sin. Verse 22, and in thy name done many wonderful works. We started charities. We built houses. I met a man who is on the mission field. Met him a little while back. And his father went to the mission field first. And he has followed in his father's footsteps. And his father went out to preach the Bible to people who had never heard it. I would say the gospel, but I don't believe he was preaching the gospel. But when he got out there, he saw that these people didn't have clean drinking water and that they were being poisoned. So he quit preaching and he bought a well drilling rig. And now his missionary work is he drills wells in villages that need clean water. And I am so thankful for our clean water. I'm so thankful for the Kingsport city water that we have. But I'm going to tell you right now, there is one thing needful. That clean water might, earthly speaking, every man's days are numbered, but it might buy them a few more days. But then after that, they need one thing. One thing. Lord, we drilled wells and we brought clean water to people who were dying of infections. God said, it's all sin. It is all sin. Verse 23, then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Iniquity means sin. Now, look at verse 13 again. Enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. Now, when our Lord says many, he does not mean more than a few. In Hebrews, when it says Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, it says that number is a number that no man can number. Stars of the sky, sand of the seashore. When God says many, he means many, many. And verse 13 says, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat, because straight is the gate. And I love, in my Bible, I have a marginal reference for the word because. And the word means how. How straight is the gate? He said, enter in at that straight gate. How narrow is that gate? Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. And watch this last part of the verse. And few there be that find it. Few. Oh, he says, beware of false prophets. Beware of false prophets. There is one way. If you want to be saved, you are going to have to quit your drinking. That's not true. If you want to quit, that's fine. But that will not save your soul. It will not save your soul. Well, if you're going to be saved, you are going to have to live a cleaner life. I'll tell you that much. That is not true. It would be a good idea. It would be wise to live a cleaner life. It would be. I encourage you to live a cleaner life. But it will not save your soul. There is one way. God's Word, and I can't help but love this. I get a little butterfly when I think about this. God's Word is full of harlots and thieves on crosses and murderers that God saved. Why? Because they straightened up their life first? No. They straightened up their life after. God straightened it up. But God saved them. Found them in their sin. It keeps saying, in the sin. Saul of Tarsus was grabbing men and women and hailing them and slaughtering them. God saved him. How can that be? How can that be? Here's how. All have sinned. None are good but God. Jesus Christ, He came down and He shed His blood and He freed His people. And He did that without them adding one thing to or taking one thing from His own work. Here's what that means. What we do or don't do has no bearing on our salvation. No bearing whatsoever. There is one way. One way. Now go over with me to John chapter 12. Last week we looked at John 12 and we finished with verse 33. And after we had this conversation about why can't men believe, I read this to the end of the chapter and realized that's exactly what he's talking about. Verse 34 says, the people answered him, we have heard out of the law that Christ abideth forever. And how sayest thou, the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man? Don't you wish more people would ask that question? Who is this Son of Man? This man Jesus that everybody's talking about. Who is this Son of Man? I'll tell you who He is. He's the way. He is the way. There's one way, and He is the way. Verse 35, then Jesus said unto them, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. While you have light, believe in the light, that you may be the children of light. These things spake Jesus, and departed, and did hide himself from them. He is the light. This word is the light. He is the word. In the beginning was the word. While we have this light, to what? The truth. The way. We have light to the way. This word of God is the window of heaven. While we have this light, he said, walk in it. Believe it while you have it. Verse 37 says, but though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him. Why can't this world see the truth in God's word? This world couldn't see the truth in God's Christ. Blind. And but for the grace of God, neither would we. Verse 37 says, but though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him, that the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spake, Lord, who hath believed our report, and to whom hath the arm of the Lord been revealed? This is God's own report. And how long has it been around now? But men and women don't believe it. They just don't believe it. And when you just tell them what it says, they get angry. And they reject it. And they acknowledge, I don't believe that. Why? Look at the end of verse 38. It says, to whom hath the arm of the Lord been revealed? That's why. It must be revealed. The truth of God's word must be revealed to a sinner by God. This thing is by grace. Grace. Free gift. It must be revealed by the goodness of God, by a good and kind God. There is a saying that has been passed down throughout the years, and it needs to be passed down for many more years. It says, wrong on the fall, wrong on it all. Wrong on the fall, wrong on it all. Wrong on it all. If we don't know the truth about what happened to mankind when Adam sinned against God in the garden, then we will never know the truth of salvation. We will never know the truth of eternal life. This body is not me. All right? This body is not me. I am a soul. And if you cut off this arm right here, and it's gone, I am still me. And if you cut off this arm and it's gone, I am still me. And if you cut off this leg and you just set me up on here, I'm still me. And if they could come up with a way to cut my torso in half and just my brain and my heart would keep this flesh alive, I would still be me. And do you know why? It's because I'm a soul. This body's not me. It's just housing me. And when man sinned against God, his soul died. He became spiritually dead. You tell men that they're born dead and they have no idea what you're talking about. You tell them that they enter this world dead, blind, and deaf in trespasses and sins, and they say, you are out of your mind. I see your mouth moving. I hear your words. That's not what our God is talking about. He said, don't fear them that are able to kill the body, and that's all they can do. He said, I'll tell you who you should fear. He was talking about himself. He said, fear him that is able to cast both body and soul into hell. We have a soul problem. We have a soul sickness. Well, my body is fine. Yeah, but our souls are sick. They're dead. They're actually dead. That's what this word says. They're dead. Verse 39 says, therefore, they could not believe. Why doesn't this world believe the truth? They can't. They just can't. Outside of Christ, they are spiritually dead, and they can go through all the motions they want to go through. And but for the grace of God and the mercy of God, we would be up here right now going through motions. That's all we would be doing. By grace are you saved through faith. That not of yourselves, it's a gift of God. If you have spiritual eyes to see this truth, spiritual ears to hear the truth in God's word, a spiritual heart to believe this truth in God's word, then those are a present from God to you. That's what they are. You didn't earn it. None of us deserve it. It's just a good and kind present from God. Verse 39 says, therefore they could not believe because that Isaiah said again, he hath blinded their eyes and hardened their heart that they should not see with their eyes nor understand with their heart and be converted, and I should heal them. These things said Isaiah when he saw his glory and spake of him. That's what every sinner says when he finally sees God's glory. God did it all. That's what every single sinner says. God did it all. Verse 42, nevertheless, among the chief rulers also many believed on him, but because of the Pharisees they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. For they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. That's what's going on in religion today. The praise of men more than the praise of God. Verse 44, Jesus cried and said, he that believeth on me believeth not on me, but on him that sent me. And he that seeth me seeth him that sent me. I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. Is he saying, if you will believe, then you will not abide in darkness? Is that what he's saying? Wrong on the fall, wrong on it all. We just said we're dead, right? Absolutely dead. He's saying, if you believe, then that is your evidence that I've done something to you, and you are not going to spend eternity in darkness. Verse 47, and if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not, for I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. Now watch this next verse. We just finished a Bible study that said, get in the Word, stay in the Word. It's the place of safety. This proves that. Look at verse 48. He said, he that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. Who is it? It's the word that I have spoken. The same shall judge him in the last day. This word of God is what will condemn men and women in the last day. God has given us his truth. Here's what I want to say. I want to quit preaching, and I just want to say this. God has given us his glorious truth. So kind. May God give us a heart to believe this glorious truth while we have it. We are going to go meet God one day. And this word that we hold in our hand is going to be the judge that condemns us. The word of Christ himself. May God give us a heart to walk in this and believe this. That's my prayer for me. That's my prayer for you. Verse 49, he said, for I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, he gave me a commandment what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak. This word is life everlasting. This word is life everlasting. You don't have to believe me. You really don't. You do not have to believe me. Believe him. You don't have to believe any man but the God-man. Believe him. Look to him. Trust him. Believe on Christ if God has enabled you to do that. Believe on Christ because he's the one and only way. One and only way. Lord, save us. Put us in the way. Please. All right, let's stand together.